This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. ABC's Ed Donahue with details.
Russia may be looking to buy ammunition from North Korea for its war in Ukraine.
This is not going to reflect well on North Korea, and they will pay a price for this.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan could not speak to the timing on a possible meeting, but said discussions had been advancing.
I think it says a lot that Russia is having to turn to a country like North Korea to seek to bolster its defense capacity in a war that it expected would be over in a week.
Sullivan says the administration would look for opportunities to convince the North Koreans not to provide Russia with additional weaponry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cuba's government says it's uncovered a human trafficking ring that is bullying Cuban citizens to fight for Russia in the Ukraine war. Reuters Matthew LaRotunda.
The Cuban foreign ministry said the network operates from Russia, trying to use Cuban citizens who are living there, but that it also used some citizens in Cuba itself. It said it would act against anyone seeking to turn Cubans into what it called mercenaries. Russia is often a destination for Cuban migrants trying to escape their home country's economic problems. Last May, a Russian newspaper reported that several Cubans had signed up for Russia's armed forces to fight in Ukraine in exchange for citizenship, but it's not known if the two events are connected.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. A senior UN official says the humanitarian situation in conflict Iraq, eastern Congo, has deteriorated alarmingly in the past 18 months, with 8 million people in urgent need of assistance and women and girls subjected to sexual violence on a massive scale. Just in three provinces, the UN humanitarian office made that comment and declaration after returning from Congo. This is VOA News. Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio Tuesday received the stiffest punishment that has been handed down yet for the U.S. Capitol attack. More from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The 39-year-old Tarrio pleaded for leniency before the judge imposed the prison term that topped the 18-year sentences that was given to Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and one-time Proud Boys leader Ethan Nordine for seditious conspiracy and other convictions stemming from the January 6th, 2021 riot. Enrique Tarrio's attorney, Naib Hassan, said later that they disagree with the prison term.
There'll be a day and a time where an appeal will come.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Japanese media reports say a man has been indicted on attempted murder and other charges over an explosives attack targeting Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in April. Kishida was unhurt when the man threw a pipe bomb at him while he was campaigning for elections. Two people had minor injuries, according to the Kyoto News Agency on Wednesday. And prosecutors have determined that the 24-year-old is mentally fit for trial and that the bomb used in the attack was lethal. The attack came about a year after former Minister Shinzo Abe was shot and killed while campaigning. Priests from poor districts in Buenos Aires are now defending Pope Francis after radical right-wing presidential candidate Javier Milei denounced the native Argentinian as an imbecile and representative of evil. More from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Some faithful held up photos of the Pope in a show of support, and the priest stood in front of a banner reading Mass to Atone for Insults to Pope Francis. Argentina's worst economic crisis in decades has sparked anger with traditional politics and fueled the triumph of Milei, who led an August primary vote with 30%. Pope Francis has not returned to Argentina since taking office 10 years ago, in part because of political tensions in his homeland. The Pope has said he could travel there in 2024, but it's unknown if he would do so if Milei wins the presidency.
The traffic jam leaving the Burning Man Festival has eased up considerably as the exodus from the mud-caked Nevada desert into the second day following massive rain that left tens of thousands of partygoers stranded there for days. An unusual late summer storm turned the week-long fest into a sloppy mess with tens of thousands stuck in foot-deep mud with no working toilets. The gathering in the Black Rock Desert north of Reno attracts nearly 80,000 artists, musicians, and activists for a mix of wilderness camping and of performances. More than half an inch of rain had fallen at the festival on Friday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.